Good morning. This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Veerendrani Rajana. Voting concluded peacefully for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections yesterday. Overall, nearly 57% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories were covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 each in Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. 695 candidates were in the fray in this phase, and the prominent candidates whose fate was decided include BJP leaders and Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani. Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma, Omar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP. Campaigning has intensified for the remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections. Senior political leaders are crisscrossing the states, holding public meetings and roadshows to garner support for their parties. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held multiple rallies in Odisha and West Bengal yesterday. In Odisha, Modi addressed public meetings at Dhenkanal and Katak. Mr. Modi said, "Katak is one of the oldest existing cities in India and is the hub of modern education." Prime Minister Modi also led a 2-kilometer-long roadshow in the holy town of Puri. In a proactive move to address mounting concerns over landslide threats posed by monsoon rains, Tushar G. Nikhare, district collector and chairman of the District Disaster Management Authority of Gangtok District, has enacted Section 30 of the Disaster Management Act 2005. Effective from June 1st to September 30th of 2024, all new earth excavation works are under a strict prohibition. The measure aims to preemptively mitigate potential property damages and protect vulnerable areas. Only endeavours related to protection, restoration and maintenance have been greenlit during this period. The directive underscores the paramount importance of community safety amidst the looming landslide risks. The Indian Army has conducted a week-long forward area tour in Arunachal Pradesh for defence experts to provide them a first-hand experience of operational challenges faced by the troops and to encourage them to formulate technological solutions to the problems, a communique said. After their arrival at Vindhyan Military Station in Assam's Dibrugarh district on the 12th of May, the team visited forward areas in Anjar district of Arunachal Pradesh along the line of actual control and gained insights about operational and logistical challenges of the armed forces. The newly appointed Director General of Police of Meghalaya, Ida Shisha Nongrang, paid a courtesy call on the Governor of Meghalaya, Phagu Chauhan, at Rajbhavan yesterday. During the meeting, the governor congratulated her on her appointment and assured his full support, emphasizing the importance of law and order in the state. Subsequently, the DGP also expressed her gratitude for the opportunity to serve the state and discussed initiatives to further enhance public safety. Also present in the meeting was the Principal Secretary to the Governor, Harish Chandra Chaudhary. The river rafting and elephant safari at Manas National Park in Assam was temporarily closed from the 20th of May, a forest ranger of the national park informed. The ranger said, "The elephant safari and river rafting was temporarily closed from the 20th of May, however, the jeep safari will continue to the 5th of June. In a bid to foster the budding talents in cricket across the state, Meghalaya Cricket Association, in collaboration with the Ribhoi District Cricket Association, laid the foundation stone for an indoor cricket facility at Madan Kurkalam Lumdat Kla village in Ribhoi District. Lumdat Kla Dorbashnong donated the land for this facility, crucial for nurturing the state's cricketing talent. The facilities, including a swimming pool, 4 pitches and dressing rooms, is set to be completed by September this year. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.